Now as Christian went on his way, he saw Faithful before him upon his journey.
Ho, Brother Faithful, wait up and I will be your companion.
No, for I'm fleeing for my life. The Avenger of Blood is behind me and I cannot stop.
Then was Christian something upset, and putting forth all of his strength, did not only catch up with Faithful, but did outrun him. Now when Christian was some distance ahead, he did vaingloriously smile, because that he had so well outrun his brother. But, not taking good heed to his feet, he suddenly stumbled and fell, and could not rise until Faithful was come up even with him. At his coming, he confessed his pride, and Faithful helped him up from his fall. Then I saw in my dream that they went on lovingly together and had sweet discourse of all things that had happened to them in their pilgrimage.
Ah, glad I am to have such agreeable company, dear Faithful.
As am I. I had wanted to accompany you from the beginning, but you got too much the head start on me.
How long did you stay after I left?
Till I could stay no longer, for it became the talk of the town that our city would soon be burned to the ground.
What? The talk of the town?
Yes, for a time it was in everybody's mouth.
And are you the only one to have escaped?
Because though they talked of a destruction that was coming, they did not truly believe it. I even heard them call your pilgrimage the desperate journey of a brain-sick lunatic. But I believed. Therefore am I on pilgrimage.
Did you see anything of Pliable?
Aye. We heard that he followed you as far as the Slough of Despond. And verily the mud upon his clothes did agree with the talk, but he would not confess to have so done.
How is it with him?
He is held greatly in derision and is much despised. Yea, he can scarce find enough work to feed himself.
But why are they against him, seeing that they agree with him?
Perhaps it is because he agrees with them only because he is too weak to do otherwise.
It hath happened unto him according to the proverb. The dog is turned to his vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.
Yea, his lot now is 7 times worse than if he had not begun to go on pilgrimage.
Well, let us now talk of things that are more pleasant. How has your journey gone thus far?